I love this intro music. I love it very much. Every single time I play it, it gives me like a bit of a smile, pep in my step kind of feel. I love it. I love it very much. Thank you, YouTube Studio, for offering free music and whatnot. I'm not a person that records music or does music, so I'm very grateful for it. So hello, everyone. Thank you very much for joining me. If this is your first time joining me or if you're a regular listener, my name is Jack. I live in Ohio. I'm Gen Z. I'm progressive. I'm proud. I'm passionate. And I'm doing everything that I can to take a stand up for what is right in the world. Oh, it's so great to be here with you all. I hope you all are having a great New Year's Eve, and I hope you have a great New Year's Day. I hope you have a great New Year. This is going to be 2025. Gosh, I'm going to turn 27. Whew, it's going to be a big year for many different reasons. Politically, socially, economically. Like, there's going to be a whole lot. I mean, if there's one thing that the 20s have taught me for this century is to expect the unexpected. I mean, think about it. We started this decade with a pandemic. We started this decade with so many crises, so many different things going on. And I've talked to a lot of people and they're just really exhausted by the news. There's just so much going on in the world that, well, some people are just out of it. So for those of you who are listening on the podcast, I'm also live streaming on TikTok, and Villarreal, you stopped making New Year's resolutions. That's fantastic. It seems like every single day there's some new drama, some new craziness, whatever. So, oh, wait a minute. I think I have a button for that. Let's see. Bruh. I'm trying some new things out. This is my sixth episode that I am recording. It's something I'm very excited about. In testing all these buttons, I'm getting used to this website as well. It is, let's see. Aw. No, that's enough of that one. Let's see. Sweet girl, I am in the middle of doing a podcast. Okay, let's see if I can get her in here. Hello, say hi to the people. Laika, I love you. Please go on. Please go lay down. I promise you, I will make sure we get a nice long walk after. Oh, I should not have said that word out loud. But in any case, it's really great to have you all here with me. One of the things that I want to do in the new year is be a better activist, a better organizer, someone who can really bring attention to the issues that people need to hear about. Like, we have a lot of cost of living issues, we have a lot of housing issues, we have a lot of healthcare issues, we have a lot of different, oh boy, there's just a lot going on. Quite honestly, something I really want to do is to really speak to this from a young person's perspective, from a perspective of just someone who's going through it in the thick of it. Like, I'm Gen Z. I am one of the early members of my generation, and it's so hard out there for many of us right now. I talked to some people who I went to college with and how hard it is for them to find a home, how hard it is for them to have regular sustainable income. For some of them, it's just it's just hard. It can be really hard. And that's something that I want to do and see how we can remedy this, how we can unite together and just say, hey, I realize we're all dealing with the same crap. Like, we're all in this economic system. We're all in this world together. How can we make this better for each other? How can we unite behind a good rallying cry? I mean, Medicare for All is a good one. I'm a huge proponent of Medicare for All. Let's see. Wait a minute. Do I have a button for that? That's not one of the buttons I was expecting for that one. I thought it was going to be like a supportive yeah, but no, that is... Let's see. Swag Like Ohio. Okay, I have to play this one. Swag Like Ohio. Down in Ohio. Swag Like Ohio. Down in Ohio. Whoa. They really need to, on this website, really just make sure, like, they, like, tell, like, the volume or intensity of some of these things. My goodness. You know, one of the things that I want to do also in the new year is I want to keep trying out new things. Like, I want to try new things with my podcast. I want to try new things with content creation. I want to try just to experiment and explore, to try to see exactly what's going on. Oh, good Lord, this person is, whew, that is not a great thing to add. Let's see. Sorry, everyone, for those listening on the podcast. Someone just really put a really awful, awful comment on my TikTok live. I really need to look into getting some mods. But getting back to this New Year's, like this is going to be my 26th New Year in the world. And I'm like, I look back on everything in my life and I'm like, I want to give myself gratitude for being where I am today. And I hope that you listening to this are giving yourself gratitude as well. A whole year around the world is no small feat. A whole year is like just full of adventures and new things to explore, things to deal with. And that's people need to give themselves a lot more respect for themselves and like pats on the back, because like, hey, everyone who's listening, give yourself a pat on the back right now. Like a pat on the back, because you going another year around the world, like that's something that's really cool. It's, you know, this world has shown me that it takes a lot of self, like, strength. It takes a lot of effort and energy to get out there, to get what you want, to go and experience what you want, to support yourself, your loved ones, your family, and that's no small feat. Villarreal, oh my gosh, 42. Hey, 42. That's a good age. You know, one thing that I'm really excited about for the new year is that I think that with everything that we're seeing, a lot of people are coming together. A lot of people are collectively realizing that there is a lot going on that we need to take a stand and do something about. Like, I've been seeing a lot of things in the news about, like, people coming up in solidarity for healthcare and then maybe expanding that to some other things as well. Like, that gives me a lot of hope. I am really excited about that prospect. I'm really excited about some of the other movements that people are going and building. It's going to be very much needed. For example, like in living in the United States, we're going to have a second Trump term in office. And in so doing, there's a lot of policies in there that not only frighten me, but it's going to send our country back many, many decades. At least in terms of our health, workers' rights, just workers' rights and people's rights in general. Whoever thought that restricting other people's rights and freedoms is going to be a good thing is, I just shake my head on that so much because, oh wait, yeah, here's a button for that. No, I don't think it's okay that some people out there want to restrict our rights and freedoms. I mean, hey, we're all human beings on this earth. We all, like, in theory, we're all human beings. We should be treated as such. Unfortunately, that is not the case. And unfortunately, there are some people out there who take great pride and happiness off of the suffering of others. And that has to stop. That really has to stop. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that is the Taco Bell bong. There's apparently on this website, there was over 400 different sound buttons, and I'm just really, really excited about it. Oh, so this person's comment, I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your name, says water should be free, housing should be free, medical should be free. I wholeheartedly agree. So we as human beings need a few basic things to have a decent quality of living. We need to have good water, we need to have good food, we need good housing, and good healthcare. So those four things should not be for profit in any capacity. Don't get me wrong, if you want like to have a McMansion or whatnot, and if you can afford that, okay. if that's how, what you aspire to have for your home, then okay, but that doesn't mean that people should, that some other people should live in shanty towns or in squalor, because that's all that people can afford. For me, I really want to see people have better accessibility for housing conditions, better food accessibility. There are a lot of food deserts out there. For those of you who don't know, a food desert is when there's no grocery store close by or in proximity to someone's home, and takes a substantially long time to get to any grocery store. One of the other things that I think is very important for us collectively to work together and at least identify is how we can rally and unite together to fight for a better economic system, fight for a better, just really work in solidarity with each other. Because hey, I mean, we could go back and forth on certain issues, and yes, like that's obviously going to keep on happening. But that doesn't change the fact that there are some systemic issues that we are all collectively facing, and the 99% of us are suffering from. I want to make sure that we don't all have to collectively suffer just to subsidize the top 1%. And someone on my TikTok live just mentioned that they grew up poor, and if basic necessities were available, they wouldn't have ended up in foster care. Well, to the person who mentioned that on my TikTok live, I am very grateful for you sharing that. That is something that that's not easy. I've never been in that situation, but I am very grateful for you sharing. You see, like, it's stories like that, and like other, like learning and actively looking at other people's lives and seeing how they have been affected by the system we're in. That's so important. That's how we can further foster solidarity. That's how we can come together and say, I'm not really comfortable with the system that we're in because my neighbors and fellow loved ones I care about are hurting. Like, I don't think that we should be claiming that we're the best country in the world if we are seeing so many people hurting year after year, day after day, because they don't have either accessible to a good job or have accessibility to transportation, accessibility to the things that people need to have a decent paying income. So I'm all in favor of a $15 minimum wage. In fact, I think that a $20 minimum wage is what we need to strive for now, and that includes all workers, especially tipped workers. I believe that we need to have greater protections for unions. I believe that we need to have greater protections for those who speak out and defend those that speak out for those that have been victimized, that have been marginalized. There are so many, 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 many people out there who need our help. And one of the things that I want to use my platform and any of my social media or activism that I can do to help better the lives of my neighbors and my loved ones. I've been active in many different political campaigns. I've been a campaign manager. I've been a campaign treasurer. I have been a campaign coordinator. I've been a volunteer on campaigns. I've helped to rally people behind some causes. I'm very grateful I've had an opportunity to endorse some candidates. But to me, like, I don't think that that is necessarily doing enough. And like, if I can bring people together, if I can bring organizations together and say, hey, we have this collective vision of seeing this problem be solved, how can we come together and make that a reality? Can we combine and pool our resources together? Can we combine our objectives in some way, shape, or form so that way we can both meet mutual goals? I mean, hey, there's... And living in a state like Ohio, there is thankfully no shortage of good activist organizations. There's the ACLU of Ohio, Ohio Citizen Action, Honesty for Education Ohio. I am so sorry, I don't remember off the top of my head. But there are so many great organizations and activist groups out there that are trying to get people involved. And to me, I think that the nonprofits and these activist organizations are our first groups that we need to go to and defend, because they're working really hard on this activism work. And of course, we also need to do lobbying of our elected officials, making sure that they hear our voices to the best we can. I know some politicians are better than others about listening to people. Unfortunately, there are a lot of politicians out there that do not really care about their constituents. For example, living in Ohio, our supermajority, well, thankfully no longer going to be a supermajority far-right conservative government, we stopped the supermajority, and at the same time, they're still putting an awful far-right legislation in that is hurting people, that's hurting people I care about. In fact, like, for example, one of the things I know a lot of Ohioans are concerned about right now is the increase in property taxes and for homeowners. And now, thank you very much for joining the live. I really appreciate it. I had someone write a nice comment, and I really appreciate it. And I hope that you have a great day. And yeah, I think talking to people is one of the most important things that we can do in solidarity. So happy New Year to you. If we don't join together in solidarity, if we don't come together and say enough is enough, these systems are going to continue to affect us and get worse. I have a huge issue with so many people just complaining about how things are and not trying to unite and rally behind each other and in solidarity. Because if we don't come together in solidarity, if we don't collectively say, hey, you human being, I know you're hurting. I am hurting too. Can we work together and find a solution to find some common ground? And I'm so glad that I have at least a few people in this live who agree with me the same way. Someone on my TikTok live says solidarity is the viable way, and that is exactly it. Solidarity is absolutely and completely the way to go, because a lot of people out there are hurting, and they're hurting as individuals. So many people are like, as I grew up, like I was taught, like, oh, pick yourself up by your bootstraps, oh, the American system. Well, that doesn't necessarily work for everyone. Some people can and have succeeded doing that, and I think that that's great. But not everyone can have that ability. Not everyone has the means to do that. And so many people are left by the wayside because, while yes, it's great that some people did achieve their American dreams, some of those same people profit off of the misery of others. And that's not okay. If we want to be a morally just society, if we want to be a society that is the best society, we have to uplift each and every person that we can, especially those who are suffering the worst. Because I've seen so many people in Cincinnati, I live in Cincinnati, so many people are trying to get some food, so many people are trying to get water, so many people are trying to get good homes, and the only reason that I think we are allowing it to happen is because we're allowing it to happen. Like, we theoretically and practically speaking have the means to help as many people out that we can. We have a lot of housing that's vacant. We have a lot of office space that's vacant. We have the structural means to afford people these opportunities to get homes. And that's just not being done locally, statewide, nationally. Now, don't get me wrong. Some projects are going on. I know in Cincinnati City Council, the City Council has authorized some construction on new affordable housing units. That's great. We are facing a shortage of 30,000 affordable housing units in Cincinnati. 30,000. And this is just in Cincinnati. It's a relatively small metropolitan area compared to some of the other major cities in this world, in the country. You know, that also gets me thinking too, like, if we collectively see this as a problem and see this as an issue, at the end of the day, it really is up to us to see if we can find a solution. Someone on my TikTok live says the only thing a lot of homeless peeps don't want help because they don't want, well, and that's fair. I'm sure that there are some people who want to go off grid, who don't want to participate in the system, and hey, if that is what they wish, then okay. However, there are a lot of people out there who, if they had the means and ability to to live in a home, to have good food, good water, good shelter, and healthcare, that would provide a good means for us to say, or at least to make a claim to say that we are the relatively best country in the world. We have a lot of work to do to get to that point. I really came on today also as well because it is going to be a new year. We're practically speaking halfway through this decade, a little bit less than halfway, but we're halfway through the 20s. Oh my God. And then it's going to be the 2030s, the 2030s, then the 2040s, then the 2050s, and way, way up there in the future. But that is going to be stuff for another time. So in closing, before I end the podcast, I just want to see if, like, see what some more of these buttons are like. Let's see. Oh, I love this one. I love this error one. Whoa. That was so loud. My apologies for that. I'm gonna have to play around and then like just have a notepad or something that says what are the best sounding buttons and what are the worst and ones to avoid. But that is something on me, and that is something that I'm gonna work to explore in the new year. So I'm very grateful for everyone who's listened on TikTok Live, and for if you made it this far in the podcast, I'm very thankful and appreciative of you. No way your Windows Vista made that sound. Wow, I have only experienced like maybe one or two times of using Windows Vista. So that's interesting. How about that? Well, so I really thank you for being here. My name is Jack. I do everything I can to stand up for what's right. I'm an Ohioan. I'm Gen Z. I'm progressive. I'm proud. I'm passionate. And I'm standing up. And I highly encourage y'all to do what you can in your corner of the world. Make your voice heard. Take a stand for what you believe in and try to be out there and doing what you can. That really is all that we can do for each other. And I really hope that y'all take care of yourself in the new year, because without taking care of yourself, you're not going to be as best of a help to others that you could be. So I hope that you all do take care of yourself. And I have someone named Deborah who made a really nice comment. I think you have a good heart. Thanks for being who you are. Don't change, please. Deborah, thank you so very much. That's an amazing, wonderful comment. And I'm very happy to be who I am. And I'm so grateful for that. And I don't anticipate on changing. Not for anyone and not for myself. I just want to be the best human being I can. So many people need help. And I am very happy to be someone who wants to help people. So I hope that you all have a great day. Solidarity forever. We are in this world together, and I am very grateful for you all. I hope you had a great 2024, and if you haven't, I hope you have an even better 2025. Thank you very much. Hope you all take care.